into. So there is craving for sensuality. So it's kind of the mind's fascination for thinking or planning future fantasies in a way. So, for example, I always fantasize about my future academic career or my future work career, and I think of myself as, I don't know, this top clinical research professional and being a boss and leading others, and it gives me a sense of satisfaction to think about that. So that's kind of a craving in my future life that I feel like can be applicable to this. And as well, there's also the second craving is craving for becoming. So this is kind of a thirst to identify with a label through experiences. So another example, I really want to travel the world and I want to experience different cultures. I want to talk to new people. But at the same time, I have this deep feeling that I want to travel to all these countries and experience these things so that other people can see me and label me as, oh, she's a very multicultural person. So kind of this, I have a craving to becoming a multicultural person. That's just one of my examples. But there's also the third one, which is craving for non-becoming. So this is being and experiencing delight to escape from your current situation. So, for example, this may be why people cheat on their spouse, for example, because they may have a craving and desire to leave their very monotonous relationship that they feel like is not satisfying them, and they want to see new people, they want to be adventurous. I'm not sure, wouldn't know. And yeah, that's, it's all of these kind of relate because they all lead to further becoming by delighting this object or fantasy of desire. So this is a truth. This is all the truth of the cause of suffering, which is the second noble truth. Very interesting. I didn't know that these could actually have labels for things that I've been feeling that maybe you've been feeling as well. So interesting, very interesting to know. There's two more as well. So the last two is truth of the end of suffering. So in Buddhism, they state that you can reach the state of nirvana or enlightenment to end all this suffering and all this craving and etc. And so this relates into the very last noble truth, where it's the truth of the path to free us from suffering. So it says that, hey, like, there is a way to reach this nirvana or enlightenment phase. And that's where it ends for noble truths, and it goes into the noble eightfold path, which kind of expands on that last noble truth of ways, very kind of more practical ways of how you can reach enlightenment. So these are things like, don't drink alcohol, try to limit meat, things like that. Some of them, it depends on the type of Buddhism you are looking into. I believe that what's it called? Let me search this up. Because there's different schools of Buddhism that you can believe in. And some believe that you can eat meat, for example. The most common one was... Tibetan? Wow, I really can't pronounce words. That's what I learned from joining radio, is that I can barely pronounce words. But Tibetan Buddhism, that one, they aren't very strict for eating meat, for example. But there's also, aside from these things, it's things like, meditate and try to limit negative thoughts. Don't kill. Don't sexually harass someone, etc. Don't sexually assault someone. Things like that that are pretty typical of most religions. So that is kind of what I found about Buddhism. There is so much more literature out there that I haven't gotten to yet. But maybe this interests you. It has been interesting me lately because I also find that I enjoy religion in the aspect that there's a lot of sense of community in these, in partaking in a religion and believing in a religion. It's kind of a very sense of belonging, and just having more of a determined purpose in life. So I am a pretty structured person. I like knowing that people have thought of things, or not people have thought of things, but I just like knowing that maybe there is some purpose that I can lean into that kind of grounds me more into my life. But yeah, and maybe Buddhism, maybe another school. I do plan on checking out my local Buddhist temple when they have a future event in, I believe, the spring or fall. I wish that there was more meetings, for example, for every weekend or so, but we'll see. I will probably go around checking out more places, more religions. I really like the idea of spirituality and kind of being more grounded as a person. And on a personal note, I feel like I don't want to think about superficial things right now in my life, like how much money I make or the way I look. And a religion can kind of ground myself and kind of give me a sense of community, which I feel that I might need. I may lean into. So anyways, that is my little religion / Ayurvedic retreat / Buddhism talk today. Very casual. Didn't feel like doing a very formal conversation, but this is just something that's been interesting me this week. So I am going to go back into the music. I do plan on playing a record in a couple minutes. It is going to be from Luscious Jackson, but before that, I have a couple songs that I've been listening to lately that I think you may like. If you regularly tune into Slumber Party, you know that we and I play a lot of electronic music. So I've been playing Nala last week, maybe the week before that too. I have been loving Nala's stuff, so I'm going to play another one from her today again. This one is called Psychic Attack. So it's kind of psychedelic house. She also says she's Riot Girl influence. So hope you enjoy.
I'm Rebecca.
We're the host of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I'm your host for this hour. The last song you just heard was called Your Side by Sankhya, by her new album Intro. She is from Montreal, and it's kind of R&B, so time to mix it up this week. Hope you liked it. I decided that I'm going to try out another record this week. So this one was picked from my dear friend from the UK. Her name is Rebecca. She is the host of Sociologic, which is up at 7 p.m. tonight. So keep tuning in. This one is called Nervous Breakdown Thievery Corporation Mix. So, I don't really know what to expect. By Luscious Jackson, so a little bit of dance. So, hope you like it. Thanks to you.
Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I am your host for this hour. And I will actually be leaving soon, as well as this is my goodbye, since we're almost at the top of the hour already, which is crazy how time quick, how fast time goes. Anyways, just wanted to tell you to have an amazing day. It is not super sunny out there. I wouldn't know because I'm in the dungeon of the radio station, so you can find out. But I hope you have a wonderful night. Keep tuning in, though, as we have Sociologic at 7 p.m., so in 6 minutes, with my dear friend Rebecca, and I believe not Kaylin this week. But still, stay tuned, Edit is live, and I might join in for a second as well. And then at 8 p.m., we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. So definitely stick around for that. I believe it's some sort of topic about Wii Music, and I think I will listen to that on the way home. So this last song is called Loon Moon by Leah Curry. I don't really remember the premise of this song or what kind of music it is, but I do know I liked it when I first heard it, so you do too. Bye!
And you are listening to Noise of Carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.